Distinguished members of the press, today in Ankara and at the premises of our ministry, we are hosting the NATO Secretary General, Mr. Jens Stoltenberg. It's a great pleasure for me to see him in our country once again. This is his seventh visit to Turkey since he took office, and this is an indication of the importance he shows to Turkey as an ally. We have supported his reappointment to this post, and I would like to wish him all the success in his new term, which will last for 3 years. And I would like to tell him that we will keep supporting him and we will stand by him in his activities. This visit is also a preparatory visit for the NATO summit to be held on the 11th and 12th of July in Brussels. We have discussed some possible agenda items of the NATO summit together with our colleagues. And we are expecting the NATO summit to make important decisions as regards counter-terrorism, and we expect the reconfirmation of enlargement policy in this summit, Macedonia, Bosnia-Herzegovina, and Georgia. The necessary processes need to be started for their inclusion in the NATO. So Turkey supports their inclusion and is for the enlargement of NATO. In your presence, I would like to extend my gratitude to Mr. Stoltenberg for his support to Turkey, not only because of statements he made while coming here, but because of the objective and balanced statements he made since he took office, and because of his support to Turkey in terms of counterterrorism. He visited our country in the aftermath of the attempted coup, and not only then, but at other times as well. He's aware of the threats Turkey is facing, and he's telling this to the entire world, and we would like to thank him. Of course, we expect more support from NATO to our counter-terrorism efforts. The threat should not only come from one bloc or one country. NATO has been established in order to protect its allies against threats. So regardless of the source of threat, wherever the threat comes, we have to work with NATO to support and protect the allies. Taking into account the threats that some allies face is unacceptable. Then there is no need for an alliance. There is no sense in this alliance. And we're fighting against all terrorist organizations. And we are against discrimination and double standards in counterterrorism, whatever its name is, whatever its ideology or their ideology is. We need to fight against all terrorist organizations with a collective understanding. And we know that Mr. Secretary General has the same understanding, and I would like to thank him once again. And we hope and wish that other allies think accordingly, like this as well, and counterterrorism is going to be one of the most important agenda items of the NATO summit. PKK, Daesh, PYD, YPG, FETÖ, Al-Nusra, whatever the name is, Turkey will keep fighting against terrorist organizations. We are an important, significant member of NATO. We have contributed to NATO more than others, and at least as others in some areas. We're going to be supporting NATO's foreign missions in the upcoming period, and we will do our best in order to support all NATO activities. The unity, the integrity of NATO is important. It is important that NATO is strong, but similarly, NATO has to meet Turkey's expectations. Our expectations about air defense system, we expect them to be met as well. So we have discussed all these issues today. Mr. Stoltenberg met the Minister of Defense in the morning, and in the afternoon, he will be received by the President. Throughout the day, we're going to discuss Turkey-NATO relations and regional issues. Today, in our meeting, we discussed the situation in Syria, Iraq, and Libya, which are regional issues. The training activities by NATO to reinforce the training capabilities of countries suffering terrorism is something that we support, and has been a great pleasure to find the opportunity to discuss regional issues as well. So I would like to welcome you once again, and the floor is yours.
Thank you so much, Minister Cavusoglu, my dear friend Mevlut. It is really great to be back here in Ankara. And as you said, this is my seventh visit to Ankara, and it's hardly any other NATO country I've visited so many times as Turkey. And thank you for your hospitality and your warm welcome to me and my delegation. We just had a very good meeting and an excellent lunch where we addressed a wide range of different issues. My many visits to Ankara reflects the deeply valued role your country plays in the NATO alliance. And Turkey contributes to our shared security in many different ways. You are an ally which plays a key role in the alliance, and I thank you for your many contributions. You make essential contributions to NATO operations and to the fight against Daesh. Our AWACS surveillance aircraft fly from Konya in support of the global coalition to defeat Daesh. Turkey also helps to build stability abroad by playing a lead role in Afghanistan with hundreds of troops in our rescue support mission in Afghanistan. And Turkey also helps with funding for the Afghan National Army and security forces. Turkey is contributing to the NATO mission in Kosovo, and you actively support our training activities in Iraq. So Turkey really does a lot for our alliance, despite facing serious security challenges. No other NATO ally has suffered as many terrorist attacks as Turkey. And you are the ally most exposed to instability in this region. Turkey generously hosts more than 3.5 million refugees, but you do not stand alone. NATO stands with you in solidarity. Our Article 5 security guarantee is at the core of the alliance, one for all and all for one. We support Turkey with assurance measures, including AWACS surveillance aircraft, naval patrols, and exercises. We have deployed air and missile defense systems in Turkey since 2013, helping to protect Turkey's border against threats from Syria. This deployment has been extended again this year, at Turkey's request. You are also part of NATO's missile defense system with an essential radar based here in Turkey. Our land command in Izmir is also part of NATO's presence in Turkey. And over many years, NATO has provided billions in funding for military infrastructure to Turkey. So, NATO is important for Turkey, and Turkey is important for NATO, and that's the strength of the alliance, 29 allies standing together, protecting each other. Today, we had a good discussion on our preparations for the Brussels summit of NATO leaders in July. For seven decades, NATO has been able to protect our citizens based on our values, democracy, the rule of law, and individual liberty. Since 2014, NATO has implemented the greatest reinforcement of our collective defense since the end of the Cold War. With more forces, with higher readiness, stronger cyber and missile defenses, and increasing defense spending. We have also redoubled our efforts to fight terrorism, including by bolstering our mission in Afghanistan with strong support from Turkey. And we are stepping up our support for other partners as well. At the summit in July, we plan to launch a NATO training mission in Iraq, helping local forces to stabilize their own country and prevent international terrorist threats like Daesh from coming back. I count on Turkish support to launch the mission and on Turkish future contributions to the mission. We also discussed the situation in Syria. Minister Çavuşoğlu briefed me on Operation Olive Branch, and I'm grateful for Turkish continued transparency on this. We addressed the horrendous attack with chemical weapons in Douma. The North Atlantic Council met at the weekend to be updated on the joint military actions by NATO allies, France, the United Kingdom, and the United States, to degrade the chemical weapons capabilities of the Syrian regime and to deter further such attacks. NATO strongly condemns the repeated use of chemical weapons by the Syrian regime as a threat to international peace and security. Those responsible must be held accountable, and we must do all we can to protect the international ban on the use of chemical weapons. There is no military solution to this conflict. Therefore, NATO fully supports the efforts led by the United Nations to achieve a lasting political solution to the conflict in Syria. So, Mevlut, once again, thank you for excellent discussions. Thank you for receiving me, and I'm looking forward to continue to work with you.
Thank you, Jens.
Mr. Minister, I have a question for you. In your discussions, you have discussed Syria, and after the airstrikes to Syria, French President Macron had made some interesting remarks. He said that Turkey and Russia are now on a different front after this airstrike. How do you see these remarks? And secondly, he said if there were no increased chemical attacks in eastern Ghouta, I was planning to come to Turkey to meet President Erdogan, Putin, and President of Iran. Was there such a plan? Unfortunately, many of our European friends prefer populism, and they're farther away from the seriousness of the issue. And different countries actually have not confirmed the remarks of the French president. We're expecting him to make remarks that are worthy or that are becoming to a president. Macron said that he wanted to come to Ankara and join the trilateral summit. He talked to our president, and our president called Iranian President Rouhani and Russian President Putin. And Russia said, it's okay, he can come and join. And Iran said, let's have our trilateral meeting, and then we can have another meeting, a trilateral plus one meeting with France. But this happened before the use of chemical attacks in Syria, in Ghouta. So it has nothing to do with this issue. He wanted to come and attend the trilateral meeting, but when he was not included in this trilateral meeting, he decided not to come. He should not put this in a different way. I have to tell the truth so everyone canal. We shouldn't be obliged to explain all these, but if a president does not tell the truth, we have to tell the truth. And secondly, from the very beginning, we have always been against chemical weapons and nuclear weapons. And we have been against the use of chemical weapons by the regime since the very beginning. And we've asked the most severe and serious punishment for the regime. And each time, collecting evidence on the ground and transporting such evidence to OPCW, we have supported all these efforts, and we have cooperated with all our allies on the ground, including France. We did not think differently from Iran or France just because of this airstrike. I mean, we were against the use of chemical weapons when the regime used it previously, and the U.S. had an intervention. We have a cooperation starting with Astana and Sochi with Iran and Russia. And the only purpose of this cooperation is a ceasefire and also to prevent the use of chemical weapons and to make sure that confidence building steps are taken so that we can contribute to the political process. And we have had significant attainments from this process. But this process should be crowned by the political process in Geneva. But we always thought differently from the other two countries as regards the regime and the regime's attacks on the ground. We can have differences of opinion, but we would not end our cooperation in other areas. I mean, we are aware of the differences of opinion, but we cooperate in other areas. Or we're not going to give up on being against the use of chemical weapons because we're cooperating in other areas. So you have to see the essence of this issue. Turkey and Russia have been separated. The French president said, because of France's airstrike to Syria. This is not true. We may have differences of opinion, but our relations with Russia are not as weak as can be severed by the French president. We have strong relations with Russia, but our strong relations with Russia are not an alternative to our relations with NATO or France or USA, and they should not be detrimental to these relations. But we have to have strong relations with all countries. Therefore, such remarks and statements are not actually correct. So I would like to invite him to be more serious. TRT Arapçadan ben. Dün
The international community can't stand by and sit and tolerate the usage of chemical weapons by Assad regime. Don't you believe there's a green light for Assad to use barrel bombs, heavy shells, bombs, and killing more than 500,000 of his people? Thank you so much.
Chemical weapons are illegal. Chemical weapons are banned. And I live in Brussels, not far from where chemical weapons were used during the First World War. So 100 years ago, during the First World War in Europe, we saw the barbaric and horrendous effects of the use of chemical weapons. And that's the reason why a few years after the First World War, we had the first international convention banning the use of chemical weapons. And therefore, I strongly believe that it is the responsibility of the whole international community to uphold that ban, to uphold the prohibition of chemical weapons. And therefore, we cannot be silent when chemical weapons are used. We need to react. We need to make sure that those responsible are held to account. And that's exactly what NATO allies have done. First, by raising this issue in the UN Security Council. US, the United Kingdom, France, and other countries have pushed again and again for an independent investigation by the UN into what happened in Douma. That has been blocked again and again by Russia. Also knowing that previously we have had independent investigations proving that the Assad regime has been behind the use of chemical weapons. This time it was not possible to get any agreement. And therefore, they left NATO allies with no other alternative than to act the way they acted the night between Friday and Saturday. This has been strongly supported by all NATO allies. I also welcome the strong support from Turkey, both from Ankara immediately after the strikes took place, but also by being part of the consensus, the joint statement on behalf of all NATO allies we agreed on Saturday, where we strongly condemn the use of chemical weapons, where we responsible has to be held to account, and also where we highlight that the effect of the strikes has helped to degrade the chemical capabilities of the Syrian regime. It sends a clear message of deterrence, meaning that it shows that the international community reacts when chemical weapons are used, and it helps to protect the ban on chemical weapons. Let me also add that the use of chemical weapons in Douma happened in the area where the Assad regime operates with support of its backers, Russia and Iran. We have seen both intelligence, which has been shared with NATO allies, but we've also seen a lot of open sources, open media reports about the use of chemical weapons in this in Douma. And we've also had the World Health Organization reporting about civilians with symptoms consistent with the use of chemical weapons. So there was more than enough reason to act, and to not act would actually be to erode the ban on chemical weapons. We had to do the opposite. We had to uphold the ban on chemical weapons, and that's exactly the reason why NATO allies acted as they did a couple of days ago.
Bu harekatı gerçekleşti. I'm from Habertürk. I have a question to Secretary General. You said that NATO is one of the key allies of NATO, supports all operations, but some NATO allies have stated that Turkey should be excluded from NATO. What do you think about it? My second question is for both the Secretary General and Mr. Minister. There are certain statements from Greece, as you know, and today Prime Minister Binali Yildirim said that a Greek flag was flown on one island, which is not known belonging to which country. And what do you think about the tension between Greece and Turkey? And Mr. Minister, are there going to be some additional measures after this tension between Greece and Turkey?
My valued NATO ally, and Turkey contributes to our shared security, our collective defense in many different ways. Turkey is important partly because of its geographic location, close to all the turmoil, the violence, Iraq and Syria. And therefore, Turkey is in particular important when it comes to fighting terrorism. No other ally has suffered more terrorist attacks than Turkey. And NATO is present in Turkey to support and help this country. We are present with different kinds of military capabilities. We have what we call assurance measures, meaning we have more naval presence, we have more air presence, we have our AWACS planes, we have intelligence, surveillance and reconnaissance, we have more exercises, and then we have augmented Turkish air defenses and ballistic missile defenses with Spanish and Italian batteries along the borders towards Syria. And we are also working with Turkey in many different ways, including by having the AWACS plane in Konya, which is part of the coalition efforts to defeat Daesh. Let me also add that we are investing a significant amount of money in Turkish military infrastructure, billions of US dollars over many years. So we will continue to work with Turkey. And I thank Turkey for the many contributions also Turkey make, for instance, to our efforts to fight terrorism, not only in this, not only to fight Daesh, but also, for instance, the presence in Afghanistan, and also the strong support that Turkey has expressed when it comes to scaling up NATO training activities in a country like Iraq, where we will launch a training mission in the near future. So there has been, and I would like to underline that all NATO allies welcome Turkey as a highly valued ally. We understand the importance of having Turkey in the alliance. Turkey has been a committed ally for decades, and we would like to continue to work with Turkey, especially in the more demanding and challenging security environment as we see today.
Thank you very much, Jens. In some countries, some politicians or media make such remarks or statements. All those countries, you should not think that all those countries and all those people are against Turkey's NATO membership. And there are 730 or 740 MEPs in the European Parliament. When the European Parliament makes a statement, you think that it is the opinion of the entire European Union. So you should not make a big deal of all these statements. As Secretary General said, the governments of these countries are not against Turkey's NATO membership. On the contrary, they support Turkey's NATO membership. And your second question, Greece is our neighbor. We are working together with Greece in order to promote our relations in different areas. And after so many years, our president visited Athens and Western Thrace, and this was a very meaningful and symbolic visit. And it's been really useful. We have discussed the current issues and problems as well, but we also have discussed how we can work on with a positive agenda. When the Greek plane crashed, our Prime Minister called the Prime Minister of Greece, Mr. Tsipras, and extended his condolences on behalf of the Turkish people. We're two neighbors, and we have to stand together in good and bad times. Yes, we have problems. We have some disputed issues. And for a long time, we have been having consultative meetings to find solutions. These meetings, which have been initiated by previous governments, have been useful. We have to overcome the problems without escalating them. Yes, there are previous treaties, including Lausanne, and these treaties do not identify each reef or island belonging to which country. Greece claims that these reefs and islands are theirs, and we say they are ours. However, their proprietorship is not known. We do not know to which country these reefs or islands belong. But what we need to do, is to avoid taking any steps which will escalate the situation. For instance, this summer, Greece escalated the situation. A boat came and crashed into our boat in the Aegean. And we've always been telling them to be careful about what they do. We're telling them don't take dangerous steps because there might be accidents. Unfortunately, there is a Minister of Defense. Some Greeks think that he's a good boy. Some think he's a bad boy, and he likes populism because he's the leader of the far-right party. Because he's a spoiled person, the relations between two countries should not be damaged. I think yesterday it was three civilians, and our soldiers went and took them. We can do it again, but what's the use? The other party should refrain from such actions and should not do anything that would escalate the situation or create tension. They shouldn't act that way in the Aegean. When they act that way, we have to respond, and none of these two countries need this. As NATO allies, we have to focus on a more positive agenda. We have to work on concrete projects such as railroad projects, transportation between Izmir and Athens, etc. And we have to prefer to work on issues that would reinforce our cooperation. Çok teşekkürler.
Sorum for Foreign Minister Çavuşoğlu. Turkey has previously, also from the President, Mr. Erdogan, asked for a stronger support from NATO for your Operation Olive Branch in Afrin and beyond, which could lead you into a complicated situation with the U.S. Do you believe and do you feel that you have gotten today from Mr. Stoltenberg a strong support, the kind that you were asking for?
Talep ettiğiniz türde bir destek vereceğini söyledi mi? Thank you very much. First of all, we called upon the allies and NATO to give more support to us in our counter-terrorism efforts. In the beginning of my words, I said that the biggest threat against the allies is terrorism and terrorist organizations. That's why it's not the task or duty of one ally to fight against terrorist organizations, and we have to refrain from double standards in fighting against terrorism. But unfortunately, this double standard is so obvious. While we were doing the Afrin operation, we did not ask for any support from NATO in this region. As Secretary General said, we have carried out a successful and transparent operation. Civilians did not die. Look at the conflicts in other areas. Look at U.S. operations with YPG in Raqqa, or look at the operation in Mosul, or regime's attacks in other cities. Hundreds, thousands of civilians died. And we ended and completed the operation in a short period of time to make sure that humanitarian aid is transported to those areas, to make sure that the quality of living is improved. We have to cooperate. We have to cooperate with all NATO allies. Humanitarian assistance, repatriation, etc. Everything must be handled in a transparent manner. Our fight is against terrorists. The objective of this operation was the terrorists. As regards Membiş and other areas, we have reached an understanding with the U.S. We said this previously. Now we have a draft roadmap. When the new Secretary of State takes the office, and when foreign ministers approve this, then we will start implementation. We will decide together with USA who will be responsible of security in Membiş, and according to this roadmap. And when this model becomes successful, this will set an example to other areas as well. This is briefly what this process will be like. Of course, there are details, but I can share the details after this roadmap is approved. So if this roadmap is implemented, there is no problem.